Did one of Britney's exes make her sleep outside?
And Odell Beckham Jr. might have just inspired the wildest candle ever.
And did Brad, Judy, and True just make a movie, honey, as a family? We'll dish on that, but first,
let's get dish started!
All right. You might have heard by now that Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz ended their relationship after 3 years together and 1 year engaged. Sad. He started her directorial debut, Blink Twice, earlier this year. Great film. I got to see it. They're set to co-star in the upcoming movie Alpha Gang. Well, Channing's ex, Jenna Dewan, has had her new man, Steve Casey, by her side while her divorce from Chan dragged on. And he did not seem too broken up about Chan and Zoe's split. He went to his IG story and said, Well, I'm doing the whole thing. That's what I did. Okay, but later.
I don't want to misquote him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I want to give him a props. Yeah. But later on, he claimed he was just laughing about a TikTok video.
Right.
Come on now.
Wrong for that, honey.
Yeah.
Because, hell, him and Jenna ain't going to be together that long neither, so there you go.
I mean, well, is she pregnant with that man's baby?
It's weird to me that, like, the new boyfriend would even, like, dip his toe into drama dealing with the ex-man.
He's saying he didn't.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, right. He said he didn't.
Yeah, now that seemed high-level petty, but it's crazy that the Channing and Zoe thing didn't work out.
I thought they was going to be a while together.
Yeah. But on the flip side, do you know how long I've been waiting for this? I'm gonna make a name for myself out there tonight.
Wait, is that your Channing Tatum impression?
Yeah,
for
Waves and Deadpool.
Oh, I've been waiting on this a long time.
Well, y'all, speaking of exes, Britney Spears just dished on one of her men in her past. Oh. She's been on vacation in Turks and Caicos, and she dropped a long post that said in part, "Whenever me and my ex would come here, we fought. Not one time did I sleep in bed with him. I got a pillow and would sleep outside. I like the sound of the fountain outside." Now, she didn't say which guy she was talking about, but her more notable exes include Justin Timberlake, Kevin Federline, and Sam Asghari. Who do y'all think she was talking about?
I don't think it was none of the famous ones. Because you know how, like, sometimes she'll just be dating a dude from Planet Smoothie?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
did she pay for the whole trip to Turks and Caicos?
Yeah.
Slept outside.
Britney also strikes me as someone who, like, drama seems to find her. Mm-hmm. And I feel like sometimes, when emotions run hot and you're on a vacation and a lot's going on, that there could have been some friction. Like, doesn't surprise me. I'm a little surprised that she's the one who wound up sleeping outside, but, you know.
Have any of y'all ever slept outside?
No, but I've definitely slept outside before in the drama space where you just want to be away from the chaos. Like, yeah, man, I got real comfortable.
Outside?
Oh, in a car.
Damn.
It was many, many moons ago.
A car is just slightly better.
No, you recline that seat all the way back. It's like a covered lawn chair.
Depending on your car, that's true.
Yeah, okay. That's true.
That's true.
A Pinto, you can't do that. Now, y'all, we had a lot of fun, honey, with our Halloween episode yesterday.
Yes.
But, Brad, honey, now you also celebrated with Judy and baby True, and you dress up as the Minions. So tell us about it.
Mm-hmm. First of all, y'all, my wife is a creative soul. She's a creative genius, a marketing genius. She loves the Minions. She has since they first came out, and we always do special Minion things. And now I'm in love with the Minions, and my son even watches it. He loves the Minions. So she's like, "I'm going to do us something for the Minions." I said, "Okay, girl, what you doing?" She's like, "Oh, I'm getting us some stuff made." Before I knew it, we had a tailor coming to the house taking measurements and hand-making Minion stuff. So this is what happened with it. It was so fun doing the photo shoot, and the pictures came out beautiful. And my wife is just everything. I'm so blessed to have her and my little Stinky Man.
Aww.
He did so good.
Yeah, this is some of the best lit stuff I have ever seen. Like, this looks better than a movie I just saw.
Thank you.
Baby, y'all all look good. Baby, y'all be spending some money. Maybe I'll be spending some money.
All right, man. It's been almost 5 years since Gwyneth Paltrow released a candle that supposedly smelled like another region's. Well, apparently it's time for the male equivalent.
No.
A company called Bet Us has released a candle shaped like a man's torso that allegedly smells like Odell Beckham Jr.'s jockstrap. That's nuts. Their marketing says you can bring the invigorating locker room stench right into your own home. But the reviews are saying it's much more pleasant than that. Reportedly, it contains Odell's signature notes of wood, citrus, amber, green lavender, and neroli flower.
Yeah, I would imagine if it's stunk like a locker room or funk, it would be a great candle. Those notes you just named sound good. It probably smells really good.
Right, if you described a candle with like hints of hickory or cedar or something, I'm like, yeah, I'm into that.
Right.
But then you're like, it smells like this man's jock strap. I'm like, no.
Well, all the women gonna wanna buy it.
Do they? Do women like that smell?
The sisters love it.
Do you like that smell?
I just mean regular women. Women love Odell Beckham.
Are you talking about like the slight, like, somebody's been working out and they're a little sweaty and not so fresh, like, that's a good smell?
Yes, because it's masculine.
Okay.
It's just like cigarette breath. Oh.
Cigarette breath?
Yes. That's such a good smell.
How many of these candles you gonna buy?
I'll probably me, Miss Melvin, Miss Armani. Probably about 3-4 pair, Miss Byron.
Gary, what is your thong like smell like?
Now, my thong smell like, oh my God, tulips.
Tulips?
No. Yeah, tulips. Go on.
Okay. All right, y'all, it is time for What the Fashion? Okay, the Council of Fashion Designers of America held their annual fashion awards the other day, so we've got a couple notable looks from the event. Glee star Darren Criss went shirtless in his Christian Siriano outfit, which consisted of a cropped tuxedo jacket and a giant purple tulle skirt. What do you guys think of the fit?
Child, I'm sick of these damn queens, honey. Now, Miss Porter, Billy Porter would have worn
that. That's who did it first, who killed it. Everybody else is just a copycat after that.
Darren Criss is straight.
Is he Irish?
Oh, he is?
I don't know.
I wonder what made him do this. Exactly.
Well, just imagine somebody ran down on one and they thought it was sweet because he wearing a dress, but he got hands because he a man, right?
Clack, clack, clack.
Well, what are you heteros? Wear that?
Would y'all wear this?
No.
What was this for? What's that?
He's scratching the air.
He's just like, scratch, scratch, scratch. Yeah. I don't think you're going to catch me in a big purple dress anytime soon.
It's not a dress, it's a skirt.
It's or a skirt.
It's a tulle.
Yeah, it's a tutu.
I would do the blazer.
Yeah.
It's kind of crop head crop. Yeah. You would do the blazer?
I would wear like a shirt under it so it's like a two-tone thing. I could make the blazer funky.
Okay.
And not by not wearing deodorant, but like I could freak it.
Got
you know what I'm saying?
Got you. Okay.
Well, honey, and not to be outdone, baby, it's Miss Erykah Badu.
Wow.
Now, she received the CFDA Fashion Icon Award, and she dressed accordingly, y'all. She wore an ensemble by Tom Brown, and he described it as an all-in-one Chesterfield sports coat, cardigan, and trousers in a combination of cashmere mohair, wool flannel, and silk over a hobble skirt in mohair. All right.
I love it.
Do y'all like that look?
She killed it. I love
baby,
it.
I don't even understand everything I'm looking
she
at.
She killed it. I love the way the jacket part sags off of the... It's a coat, jacket, pants, everything in one.
The boot, all that.
She killed it as she always does. She's in her own lane when it comes to fashion. I love it.
And that's good she received an award.
That's right.
All right,
she deserves it. Congrats, honey. Mm. Up next, y'all, we're going to go thirst trapping with Halle Bailey and Gabrielle Union. Oh, and some guys, too.
Oh.
Come right back, Gary.
Oh. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all, it is time for Thirst Trapping with the Stars. Okay, first up, we've got Ricky Martin. He gave y'all a shirtless POV picture, complete with his tongue out and a come hither look. Okay, Brad, is it...
He's 52.
He's 52.
It's not a thirst trap. But him sticking out his tongue kind of made it a thirst trap.
He had thirst trap intentions.
Yeah, he had thirst trap intentions.
I believe he may be attempting to trap.
Right.
We're giving him a pass on the trapping.
So he's campaigning right now. He's definitely a trap.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, next up, honey, is August Alsina. But this one's a little different, y'all. He shared this pic with the words, Complexion Goals, and he mentioned his product, Complexion Master. So, y'all, is this an entanglement, y'all? I mean, a thirst trap, y'all.
So you don't like the look, Gary?
No, because I already know about her.
Oh, you know her?
Yeah, honey, when you're a queen, you can't trap me. Just Jada.
Very well then.
All right.
Okay, cool. I mean, for the ladies and Gary, like, is it for there to be a trap, there has to be like no shirt, right?
Exactly, honey. We need to see something of a chest.
Okay, cool. Well, that explains that. Well, moving on. Penelope Cruz photographed her husband, Javier Bardem, for the magazine Gentleman's Journal. Now, he's 55, so he's letting us know he still got it out here in these streets. Is it a thirst trap or not?
Yeah, that's a trap. He old, but...
I don't think he's trapping. Javier Bardem just kept it in good shape.
But look at the bag, though. Think about it. That leads to stuff.
What does it lead to?
Your imagination.
Shampooed hair in this picture.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I'm surprised his wife took the pictures. Like,
you think she did?
Who else would have took the pictures?
He could have been on vacation. They look like a vacation picture.
Penelope Cruz could be on vacation with him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, somebody now, else.
Well, all things in perspective, is he putting the pants on and taking them off in this picture? And does that thought change the trappability of what we're seeing here?
I don't think so, because
he like now.
Look, like that he just finished because it's like he's buttoning up and just got out the shower.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we do have some ladies today, too.
Oh, really?
Gabrielle Union is celebrating turning 52 in her birthday suit with a carefully placed towel. She said she's fun, full of wild adventures, and loving all of me. So is this a thirst trap?
Girl, you know damn well it's a thirst. She needs to be, she wrong for that.
She looks great. This also looks like something literally out of, like, I don't know, like Playboy magazine or whatever.
Hustler.
Like, it's a great photo.
Yeah.
What, Brett?
Well, it's the fact he said Hustler magazine.
I didn't say Hustler.
Yeah.
You ever heard of Hustler?
Oh, I've heard of Hustler.
Oh.
Wait, do you have Hustler magazines?
I have Playgirl.
All right. And we've got a Halloween thirst trap as well. Halle Bailey played homage to Halle Berry by copying her sexy look from the 2002 James Bond movie Die Another Day. Oh, hello. And just for reference, Halle Bailey was only 2 years old when the movie came out.
Really?
Oh, ah, whew. Is she trapping?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
definitely
I feel like...
trap activity.
So here's one of my steadfast rules is underboob, to me, is very indicative of trap.
Mm-hmm.
She could actually tuck them under, but this is a thirst trap because they're hanging out.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, maybe the bra's
too small. Did Hallie's do that?
No. Because these are bigger and they have no place else to go.
Get a bra your size.
No. It's like, no bra can handle it. They're just so squishy.
Okay.
And they're just sticking out.
She looks beautiful, though. She looks beautiful, but it's definitely... trap star.
You don't like them?
Those are out of control. Halle Berry's are under control.
Right. Exactly.
I like out of control.
Give me out of control. Like, oh my gosh, is that going to fall out? Oh,
she
man,
looks beautiful.
She does.
I wonder what the ex-boyfriend is, or the baby daddy.
Oh, he's punching the air like Cuba Gooding Jr. and Boys in the Hood.
Yeah. Well, up next, y'all, Dolly Parton learned her lesson, baby, from Jolene, because she's keeping Reba McEntire away from her man.
Ooh.
Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey!
Reba McEntire, y'all, and Dolly Parton have been friends for over 40 years.
Wow.
But, honey, that doesn't mean that Dolly lets her into all of her life.
Ooh.
Check out what Reba had to say to Miss Andy Cohen when asked this about Miss Dolly.
Is Dolly as good a cook as Dolly says she is?
I don't know. I've never had her
food.
Is
that true?
She's never invited me over. No.
Is that true? Have you never been to Dolly's house?
No, have you?
No.
Okay.
No, I have not.
Dang.
Have you met Carl?
No. Have you?
No. But people really do swear he exists.
That? Yeah, I heard. Oh, I saw something the other day. They were out camping. And
really?
She and Carl went back to where they got married.
Isn't it incredible that she's been able to keep this guy a secret for this long?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's kind of a shocker.
How would y'all feel? I mean, it'd be a long-term friend. I mean, 40 years and you ain't never been to their house?
Well, they might not be as much friends as she thinks or something.
Well, she's probably been to Dollywood, which is probably more fun than going to her house.
Mm-hmm. Do what?
Going to Dollywood.
Anywhere but good to eat her food and I don't understand.
She never ate the food.
Here's what's even more weird is like, even after 40 years, you've never met that person's husband?
Girl.
After 40 years?
40 years. That's all my life. Y'all have friends like that?
That you don't
invite
to
your house?
Oh, yeah. Everybody can't come to your house.
Absolutely.
like, you know, we hold some of these people in such high regard and we think that they won't wait. Maybe Reba's still. And it's a secret amongst the country community. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like Kenny Rogers probably got a story. Man, she came to my house and took all my cutlery. Oh. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You don't know. Like
Reba McEntire was fancy, and she knows one chance when she sees it. So, like...
Yeah, I just can't see that.
Moving on, Ciara had some fun for Halloween channeling her inner Glorilla, recreating Glow's interview on 360 with Speedy on Complex. Now, let's remind everybody of the original Glow and Speedy interview. Check it out.
Saw it pop up on my news feed, and I was just happy. I was geeked. Why are you laughing?
Nothing.
She got a beautiful spirit.
Beautiful spirit.
Yeah, it's a blessing to have a set of natural curt teeth.
Yeah.
I love my news feed.
All right, now here's what Ciara did with it.
Pop up on my news feed, and I was just happy. I was geeked. Why are you laughing?
Nothing.
Nah, these are my real teeth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a blessing to have a set of natural curt teeth.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing.
She got a beautiful spirit.
Beautiful spirit.
Ciara nailed it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We might need to get her to do the Glorilla biopic. You know, because like Ciara ain't aged since she came out, really.
Okay.
She's got taller and stronger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man. Mm. And it really looked like it was her talking, too. She got this whole social media thing figured out.
Who's that guy?
So this guy named Speedy Norman. He does like a lot of interviews for Complex Magazine and stuff. Oh. He's like an interviewer and stuff like that.
Oh.
Brad, can you do the Glorilla voice?
I know when she say Cuban on Cuban, she be like Cuban on Cuban. All right, y'all, coming up, find out what Martha Stewart gives out for Halloween. And no, I ain't talking about no candy. That story when we come right back.
Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Yay.
Normally for Halloween, people give out candy, but not Martha Big Money Stewart.
Hey.
Money Martha chatted with Vogue and revealed that she likes to give money out with her Halloween candy.
Nice.
So if you're one of the lucky ones to stumble upon Martha's farm and get past her security, you got a little more with your candy corn and Skittles. Martha's worth about 400 milli. So her sharing the wealth doesn't sound so bad. Can you believe a kid show up with their little, like, pumpkins and they go trick-or-treat and Martha tosses a couple of Franklins in there?
I love that.
But like I said, I get first past the gate and you get in her neighborhood. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like we trying to get her robbed. Like, you know, like, to tell that many people in the world what somebody... Do you realize the line of people that's going to be coming up to her crib
next Halloween?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You too big to be out here. It'll send some people away.
Right.
You know, that sort of thing. Man, like, what do you think the most amount of money she gives away to each kid is?
Probably $5.
I think at least 20.
I bet 20.
20 to eat. 20 or 50, because the kid is excited with 50.
Yeah.
Hell, they know about 50?
I don't know. The people in Martha's neighborhood do.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would you dress up as to try to, like, fool Martha and her security to go get some of this money?
You got to be a donkey or something. You got to be, like, on all fours with a head thing on so she don't see how tall you are.
I dress up as a joint.
She might bring you in the house.
Yeah.
Well, that's all the time we have for y'all today. Until next time, we see y'all. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Martha.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.